Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Actually, I'm not sure there is such a thing as a little Joe Cocker. You either get the fire hose Joe Cocker, or you get nothing, right? 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. We hope you'll check out the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, the blog. Golly, there's so much stuff there that will help you with your small business. Please check it out. It's all free. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon. And don't forget to take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. It's really easy. When you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. We're talking about innovation, Pam, and I'm very proud of you for the leadership role that you're taking in this event that's being conducted in New Jersey later this month. And I'll get you to tell us about it a little bit later on, as you did in the last segment. So I appreciate you, you know, not just being a talking head. You're actually out there in the marketplace doing these things. And that's one of the reasons why we've asked you to continue to be a member of our Brain Trust. We're looking for that kind of leadership. And Pam, we're talking about innovation, getting your business ready for the second decade of the 21st century through innovation. Innovation doesn't necessarily mean that you come up with a new technology wrinkle, does it?
Not at all. In fact, in this conference that you just referenced, the Reinventing Your Business Through Innovation, we're talking about business model innovation. In other
right.
words, how do you set up your business so that you can not only survive, but thrive well into that second decade and beyond? Just the simple decision, for example, which is not simple, to say we're going to go from being in a store, physical store, bricks and mortar store, to delivering our services online. One of our panelists is going to be talking about that.
Wow.
It's a very different kind of decision to make.
Well, every small business owner today who expects to remain vital and relevant, because that's a big thing right now, Pam. With all the online capability, we're entering a period that I call the age of the customer, which is where the customer has most of the control of the relationship. Small businesses have, well, any business, but especially small businesses, we're in danger of becoming irrelevant. What I mean by that is, customers can decide whether they like our stuff or like us long before they ever meet us, just by going online. And so the only way to remain relevant in that kind of an era, that kind of an age, is to innovate, and which means that you've got to put your best foot forward, the best that you can, which might not mean that your own payroll people, your own employees, are doing everything.
Well, that's true. In fact, I would say we're in an era of business as unusual.
You know? I like that.
There isn't a common thing that's going on every day. We have to be looking for the little changes that are going on every day. A lot of little changes equals one big
right.
change. And if you're not looking for it, you can miss it.
That's the reason we never use the word normal around here, Pam.
unusual. Business is unusual.
So talk to us
like
about some of the things you're seeing.
About the idea of understanding that your customers are doing things in different ways. They absolutely are in control. We see it all the time now in terms of how they're using technology. I mean, just what you were telling me about your own site.
Right. Well, Pam, talk to us about some of the things. This event, use the event that you've got coming up as a model. Tell us about the event again, but while you're doing that, explain to us what's going to be happening there and as a model for how people who can't attend, so that they can benefit from that.
Absolutely. Again, it's Reinventing Your Business Through Innovation, Association for Corporate Growth New Jersey, and the Fairleigh Dickinson University Rothman Institute of Entrepreneurship, Thursday, October 14th, from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., at the Crown Plaza Somerset Bridgewater. And what's going to be happening is we are going to be pairing together businesses of all sizes, public, private, from 3 million to 4 billion because we can learn from each other.
Wow.
This is part of the whole idea that we're not segmented. We're not just little businesses or large companies.
Mm-hmm.
We are everything. And we are going to have two panels in addition to a keynoter. The keynoter is Robert Essner, who is was the former chairman and CEO of Wyeth, talking about the transformation and reinvention of Wyeth. And then we have two panels with four speakers and a moderator each. One is Reinventing Your Business for Survival. The other is Innovative Business Models for Growth. So
what do you think is the difference between survival and growth?
Oh, well, in this particular case, for example, and this is the panel I'm moderating, Reinventing Your Business for Survival, we're talking about how do you recognize the need for reinvention and overcome the challenges?
Mm-hmm.
There are stories to be had. You know, it goes back to what I said, a lot of little changes equals one.
You know,
change.
I wonder, Pam, if there are businesses out there that are having difficulty right now and they're blaming it on the recession when the truth is it's not the recession at all or the slow recovery. It's the fact that their model isn't ready for the next decade.
Right. Well, think about the fact that once upon a time we had horses and buggies
yeah.
and buggy whips. And those people in those industries, no matter how well run their company
right.
was, and it wasn't the economy, it's that
right.
things are changing.
That's the question to ask yourself, folks, at this point as we wrap up with Pam. Ask yourself this. Make sure that if you're not, things aren't going so well for you right now, make sure that it's not you that if you know it's check. Distinguish the difference between the economy and your own business model. Hey, Pam Harper, thanks for being here. PamHarper.com. The book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.